This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right, Wednesday afternoon, already halfway to what is going to be a beautiful weekend after this front comes through here. And looking out of our studio windows, I actually see cumulonimbus clouds and maybe some rain off in the distance. So some showers around the area. Some of you have seen a shower occasionally over the last couple of days, but most of us have not really seen rain. It's been a long time. And those of you who have houses and yards and flowers and plants and stuff, you're going to be happy with the rain. So, this is good news, and it's going to make things more pleasant for the weekend. So I'm all for that. Man, it should be just a great, great afternoon in Oxford, Mississippi, for those of you going to the LSU Ole Miss game. You know, you get a little farther north, it's going to be even cooler. So, it's not going to be really cool here, but it'll be a little cooler and a little more pleasant in Oxford. So, yeah, big game this weekend, and all I know is at 2:30, I'm like in front of my TV, and I'm going to be watching this game. I don't know what it is, but the last couple of years, and it's really exaggerated even at the very beginning of this football season, there's something about watching football that is just very relaxing to me. I mean, I'm really enjoying it. I don't, you know, maybe I've reached an age in my life where, you know, I like this stuff. I mean, I'm even paying attention to games where, you know, I don't even know that much about either team, or I don't care that much about either team. But I'm watching it because it's football and because it's on. And I hate Tuesday night and Wednesday night because there's no football, and there'll be Thursday night football tomorrow night. But I'm just really enjoying watching games. And, you know, I'm really interested to see how the Saints recover from the debacle on Sunday in Seattle. It was a mess. And I'm interested to see how they recover. They're going to have to recover against the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo. And I think yesterday or the day before, I think they were a 16.5 point underdog. I don't know if that's changed, but, you know, that seems like a lot of points. I'm not a gambler and don't necessarily do what I do, but I would be inclined to take the Saints in the points. Because I think they're going to come back and do a lot better. And even if they don't win the game, I think they're going to keep it closer than that. And the Bills, it's just human nature to not take a team like the Saints really seriously. But championship teams take every game seriously, even if the opponent seems to be less than they are. So I expect the Bills to win. It would be great if the Saints won. And then the Saints come back here and play the Giants in the Caesars Superdome the next weekend. And I said this on the show Monday. I said, you know, after watching the Giants over the weekend, I mean, I hate to say it because he's such a nice guy, but I said on Monday, I said, I think Russell Wilson's done. And now the New York Giants are going to start Jackson Dart, who was the quarterback from Ole Miss, a rookie quarterback. Now they're going to start him. And, you know, he might end up, he's going to have one game under his belt before they play the Saints in the Dome. But he could be quite a challenge for the Saints. I mean, you know, I certainly hope he doesn't do well against the Saints, but I'm excited to watch him play because I was excited to watch him play at Ole Miss. You know, I like his style. He's just a fun quarterback to watch. So, yeah, apparently they have changed that. And, you know, we'll see what happens. We'll talk more about that as we get closer to the weekend. So you heard about the problems with the United Nations escalator and the United Nations teleprompter. Chris Miller just had this in our news. And it's kind of interesting because it wasn't the UN, but it was somebody who was part of the press corps covering Trump that had gone ahead and accidentally tripped the safety device that stopped the elevator. So it was somebody covering Trump in the media that tripped that. And the teleprompter, as Chris just said in the news, the teleprompter was actually run by the White House. So, you know, the wrong people were blamed for those two things. Jimmy Kimmel returned last night, and I watched it. It was not on in this area, but I found a way to watch it. And I thought he was very gracious, but he was very much to the point when it came to freedom of speech. And I think this is a time we all need to relax and just recognize how important freedom of speech is. And I think about all the people who have supported Charlie Kirk. Even the people who didn't agree with Charlie Kirk supported Charlie Kirk's right to say what he said. And so when it comes to somebody like Jimmy Kimmel or Stephen Colbert, they have the exact same right to say things that people disagree with. And many of the Charlie Kirk fans and supporters have said, well, you might not like what he said, but he has a right to say it. That's the exact same thing that applies to people like Jimmy Kimmel. And really, the bigger question here is whether or not, as a country, we're going to respect freedom of speech. And it really doesn't matter if there are politicians, if there are people, or if there's even the president that doesn't really respect that. That doesn't mean that you as an American can't respect it. You can vote for Trump, you can support Trump, but you don't have to agree with every single thing that he says. And if freedom of speech is at stake, this is just such a fundamental American right that just we have a responsibility as Americans to stand up to this. I said in a video that was posted on my Substack account on Friday that the backlash over Jimmy Kimmel's suspension, cancellation at the time, is going to grow to a point where there's going to be some changes. And the change was, the backlash over the suspension of Jimmy Kimmel grew to the point where they decided to bring Jimmy Kimmel back. And he did come back. I thought he was going to be a little more contrite. He was very gracious, but he was adamant when it came to freedom of speech. And I think he's right about those things. And he also thanked the conservatives like Ted Cruz and Ben Shapiro, who supported him and his right to do what he did. And I think he admitted that it was not in the best taste to say what he said, but he had a right to do that. And it's up to the bosses to discipline him. It's up to the audience to criticize him for saying or doing something that they don't like or that they thought was inappropriate. That's all okay. But it should never be up to the government to decide you can't say that. And so that's the issue here. We're going to talk more about that in the second hour. We've got some more things to get to this afternoon. But I'm Scoot. I'm glad you're with us. It's a Wednesday afternoon. And Tim McGraw has a new haircut. We're going to talk about that. I also posted a video on Substack yesterday about the drug that that RFK is pushing, this drug leucovorin. I think that's how you pronounce it. They're saying that you should use this drug instead of Tylenol. And I believe that that RFK is promoting this, or Dr. Oz is promoting this. The whole thing seems like it's politically driven, as far as I'm concerned. And I did a video about this. You can check out that video on Substack. If you haven't done it yet, download the Substack app and just Scoot in the Morning. Find Scoot in the Morning. And please, I invite you to become a subscriber. And I post a video, at least one every day. And I also invite you to comment on the videos that I post. So I just posted a video about how it all seems like it's very politically driven. And this is also an example of how politicians get rich. You know, they knew there were politicians, the president and people around him, and maybe some people on Capitol Hill. Maybe they shared this with a lot of people. There were people on Capitol Hill who knew that this drug, it's not a new drug, but that this drug was going to be seen as the new alternative to Tylenol. And I'm assuming that this caused the stock to go up. We can check that later in the show. But this is what they do. They know in advance that something's going to be mentioned as public policy or as a suggestion from the government. And they ahead of the announcement, they buy a bunch of stock in that company. They know in advance when national government contracts are going to be awarded to a company. And before the announcement, they buy a bunch of stock in the company. It's kind of like insider trading, but I don't know that it's illegal. It sure would be nice if Congress passed a law that said that politicians, just like with insider trading, cannot take advantage of inside information that they get about companies that are going to get contracts. But they're never going to do that because they all participate. And this is how they become multimillionaires. This is how Nancy Pelosi became a multimillionaire. And again, I don't think that it's illegal, but it certainly is not fair. You know, it certainly isn't fair to the rest of us. You know, we don't have that privileged information. They do. And right before an announcement is made, they buy a bunch of stock in the company. That's one of the ways they get really rich. God, I guess you heard that the guy who tried to assassinate President Trump on the campaign trail, he stabbed himself in the neck after the tried to stab himself in the neck after the verdict was read. His daughter screams out, you know, something like, "Oh no, Daddy, don't do anything." So that was kind of freaky. So Starbucks business is going down and it's declining globally, and so Starbucks has a new dress code. It really started in the spring. But they're ramping it up a little bit now. I don't go to Starbucks that often, so I haven't really noticed. Maybe you've noticed. We'll talk about the dress code, and also we'll talk about the dress codes that you have at work. Do you have a dress code at work? I mean, I'm in a business, and I've been in this business for 55 years now. This is just what I've done all my life. I have never had a dress code in my business. I can wear whatever I want, whenever I want, and nothing is unacceptable. I have worn things, just because of the way I dress, I've worn things that have caused general managers in the past to ask the program director, like, check out what Scoot's wearing today. I mean, what is that all about? But, you know, my job wasn't to please them in what I wear. It was to, you know, perform on the air. But I've never had a dress code, and I love it. I think it's great. But there are a lot of people in workplaces that are more relaxed than ever before. Blue jeans are pretty much acceptable in more places than ever, even in the workplace. Now, do you have dress codes at your work? And do you think they add or distract from productivity? Are the dress codes good? And when you go into a place of business, do you think some people are just too relaxed when it comes to their attire? Should they look a little more professional? And I think this also goes for, you know, not only clothes, but hair, tattoos and piercings? Are you bothered by dress codes? Because dress codes cover all of that. Do you think dress codes are bad? Is it better to have the people who are serving you, waiting on you, whatever? Is it good to have them kind of look like you? Or do you think that there should be more professionalism in the workplace? We'll talk about that. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Also, I have a list from a website of the top 10 most friendly cities in America. Is New Orleans on the list, and should New Orleans be on the list? Do you think New Orleans is a friendly city? You know, there are ways that I think we're very friendly. But sometimes, you know, you go into a business and it's like, really? I mean, am I that much of an inconvenience to you that you have this attitude? So we'll talk about this in general. Do you think New Orleans is a friendly city? If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Ian is doing jury duty. Coleman is our studio producer. Good afternoon, Coleman.
So, Scoot, I've worked in places where they were very, very, very strict, down-the-nose dress codes, and I've worked at places like this where there was no dress codes whatsoever, and there's pros and cons to each. Now, I will tell you the best thing about working with a place with a dress code or a uniform code is that I don't have to worry about thinking about what I'm going to wear the next day.
Yeah, that
is totally a benefit, because sometimes I wake up before I come in, it's like, wait, did I wear that shirt last week? And I struggle, because I don't want to come in looking the same way over and over again. It's the only benefit to the dress code thing.
I go through the exact same thing. I mean, I go into my walk-in closet and I look around and go, okay, what am I going to wear today? Sometimes I try to decide the night before, but it's really about mood, because clothes are about the mood you're in, and clothes help enhance the mood you're in. And if I decide to wear something that, you know, either the shoes or the pants or the shirts, something is not right, even if it's one thing, you know, I feel a little off that day. So, you know, the clothes really do enhance your mood at work.
Now, some don't make sense per se. So I used to work at LSU Health and Science Center as a police officer, right?
Really?
And, yeah, you had to wear, like, black, dark socks. And I remember one of the lieutenants at the time had on yellow socks. And when he, like, sat down and crossed his legs, the sleeve came up and he had on yellow socks. And yeah. I said, dude, that's not part of the uniform. You're supposed to have black or dark blue socks. He said, if somebody's life is in danger, you think they care what color socks that I'm wearing when I run to save their life? And I'm like, you know what? That's a good point.
Well, no, that is a good point. I mean, the color of socks doesn't matter, but there's a uniform there for a reason, you know, and I don't know what the reason is, but I mean, you called the guy out on it.
Yeah, I did, because I didn't want to get him in trouble, but he didn't get in trouble for that. He got in trouble for something else later on.
Because you see, the guy who's going to break that rule is probably going to break other rules as well.
Yeah.
All right. If you want to join us this afternoon, let's talk about two things. Is New Orleans a friendly city? And if you think it's a friendly city, tell me why. If you think it's not a friendly city, tell me why. Give me an example of why New Orleans is not a friendly city. And then also, let's talk about dress codes in the workplace. Do you have a dress code in your workplace, and do you like it or do you hate it? I mean, the last time I had a dress code was at East Jefferson High School. And there were pretty strict dress codes when I was in high school. There were pretty strict dress codes about hair and clothes and all that kind of stuff. I mean, tattoos and piercings and things like that really weren't even a factor back then. But there were strict dress codes. I didn't like them. I hated it. I felt like my freedom was being infringed upon. So that was the last time I had a dress code, and I loved it my entire life. I haven't had a dress code. Do you have a dress code, and do you like it or do you hate it? And what is the dress code? And does it really add to productivity? All right, Oakenheart Jewelers talking text line 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air. It's Wednesday afternoon. Expect some showers today, tonight, and into tomorrow. And this is all part of a cool front coming through here. It's going to make things a little bit more pleasant. I'm all for that. All right, hang on. We're going to come right back with more, and you're listening to WWL.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is New Orleans a friendly city? I've got a list here of the top 10 most friendly cities in America. It's from a website, Have Clothes, Will Travel. And they put together this survey that they did, and every city was judged on a 1 to 10 basis. And it's about just determining the friendliest cities in the country. Number 10, Denver, Colorado. I lived in Denver for a few years. Very friendly city. Very friendly. Friendly if you're straight. Friendly if you're trans. Friendly if you're a drag queen. Friendly if you're into goth. You know, you wouldn't think about this, but they had a really great goth scene in Denver. And, you know, you go to, like, goth night. There was a goth night in the basement of what used to be a church. And the upstairs part is a nightclub, a popular nightclub. But on Sunday nights, the nightclub was closed. But downstairs in the basement, they had goth night. And I want to tell you, there's just something really sexy about some of these corsets and the things that goth girls wear. I really enjoyed goth night. And the music was pretty cool, too. All right, number 9 on the list of the top 10 most friendly cities. Minneapolis-St. Paul, Twin Cities of Minnesota. Minnesota. I've never been there, but, you know, we've talked about this on the show. Minnesota-St. Paul has, Minneapolis-St. Paul has really had a lot of things happen, a lot of negative things happen there that have put them in the news. But it's said to be a very friendly city. And apparently there's a saying, Minnesota nice. So I don't know. I've never been there. That looks like a great city, though. Number 8 on the list, San Jose, California. San Jose, California, number 8. Number 7 on the list of the friendliest cities, Boston, Massachusetts. You know, that's another place I've never been. I've always wanted to go. And, you know, I always got the impression that Boston was rather, you know, to the point, that people in Boston were to the point and not really that friendly. But they're on the list of top 10 friendliest cities. Number 6, it says Urban Honolulu, Hawaii. The Aloha spirit isn't just marketing, it's a way of life. Now, I've been to Hawaii, and Hawaii is very friendly. I mean, why not? I mean, you live in Hawaii. What do you have not to be happy about? I mean, I think that you'd be friendly. In fact, even the police officers were friendly. I got pulled over by a state police officer in Hawaii, and I was speeding on the interstate. And he pulled me over, and as soon as he realized it was a rent-a-car and I was a tourist, he said, well, look, I'm just going to give you a warning here, but just go on and be careful. So it's like they didn't want to give me a ticket because I was a tourist. Now, I'm not suggesting that you go to Hawaii and speed, but, you know, I thought that was a really nice gesture. I mean, I was happy about that at the time. But it says here, Urban Honolulu. So I guess this means the immediate downtown area of Honolulu. And I have never seen more attractive hookers on the street than I've seen in Honolulu. I'm not lying. Just the most attractive hookers. Nothing like the hookers here. It's a total upgrade from the hookers on Bourbon Street. I didn't take advantage of any of that because I was with my wife at the time. Number 5, this kind of surprises me. Number 5 on the list of the friendliest cities in America, Houston, Texas. Friendly? I mean, how could you get caught in all that traffic every day and be happy and friendly? Man, I'd want to just, you know, bite somebody's head off. Number 4 on the list of the top 10 most friendly cities, Miami, Florida. Number 3, Phoenix, Arizona. Number 2, Raleigh, North Carolina. You know, I wouldn't have thought that. And what is the number 1 friendliest city in America? San Diego, California. I'm not surprised. I lived in San Diego. I was on the air there. And it is, well, you know how we're the Crescent City? San Diego is America's most beautiful city. And it really is beautiful. And I love flying into San Diego because the airport's like right downtown. It would be like if the airport is where, say, Lafayette Square is. In the warehouse district. I mean, the airport's right downtown. So you fly in, and I mean, these office buildings are like on both sides of the runway. I mean, you just fly right into downtown San Diego. It's really cool. So anyway, I you know, it's a beautiful city. The weather is great, just about all the time. And I can understand why they're the most friendly city.
So, so New Orleans did not make the top 10.
No, we didn't make the top 10.
But it makes me wonder, are we in a top 20, top 50, top 100? Did we even make a list? I mean, we do have that Southern hospitality going on here. We have great food. Nobody can deny that.
Yeah, so no.
We have to be at least the top 25.
I'm gonna find out. It doesn't look like they did more than do the top 10. You know, sometimes these surveys, you know, don't do a list of the top 50. They just do like the top 10. This looks like it's just the top 10. But they also have the rudest cities in America. So I'm gonna see if we made that list. I'm gonna check that. I'll check that during the next break. But interesting story. So what about New Orleans? Let's talk about our city. Are we a friendly city? If you're a tourist, we're a friendly city. If you come downtown and if you are dealing with people who deal with visitors, tourists, people who are here on conventions. We're a friendly city, very friendly. What I love about this area is the way, especially middle-aged to maybe slightly older women, you know, they always say, baby and sweetheart, I'll get that for you in a minute, honey. Well, what can I do for you, baby? They don't do that in other cities.
I hate that, though. Let me tell you why. Every time a lady refers to me as sweetie or honey or baby, yeah. I think they want me. Now, I guess it's my ego.
No, I know.
And
no,
it's like,
men
I wish they
that.
Would stop doing that no, because men. It makes me like, when that happened to me at Taco Bell. Like, here you go, sweetie. Every time I came in, so I tried to get a phone number one day, and she was like, No, I have a boyfriend. Like, then stop calling me sweetie every time I come in and get a chalupa. Like, it makes you think you want me.
But that's the way men think. They, you know, if a woman says baby or sweetie or honey to you, you think they're hitting on you. So, I mean, that's the way the male mind works. Like, oh, she wants me. Yeah, she's really, oh, she's into me. But no, they're just being friendly. So, you know, I think we're a friendly city. The times that we're not a friendly city are the times that you run into somebody that just hates their job and they let you know it. The times that you run into, and this is not necessarily in the city dealing with tourism. This is more out in the outlying areas away from the tourist areas. But there are people who hate their job and they let you know they hate their job. In fact, they look at you as an inconvenience because if you didn't come in, they wouldn't be doing anything. So they kind of look at you as an interruption in their day of absolutely doing nothing. So, yeah, I think we're a friendly city. And I think people who come here get the impression that we're really friendly. And I think Southern charm is not some intangible that can't be measured. I think that Southern charm is a very real thing, and it's part of our DNA. But it doesn't always extend out into, again, the suburban areas or outside of the city. And I that's sad because, you know, you don't want a city that's just nice to the tourist and is not nice to, you know, the residents here. I mean, we're here all the time. But there are people who, you know, just they hate life and they kind of take it out on you by being apathetic. All right. Is New Orleans a friendly city? We're going to get to some of your text messages, but if you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Also, do you have a dress code at work? And I got to tell you, when we come back, I got to tell you about the new Starbucks dress code. I don't know whether you've noticed it, but it's been in effect. And I don't go to Starbucks that often, but I haven't really noticed a new dress code there. But I'll explain the philosophy. And then, do you have a dress code in your workplace? I mean, I really feel blessed because my entire career, I've never had a dress code. I've only worn whatever I felt like wearing. And sometimes I'm a little dressier than other days, but man, I love not having a dress code. But, sometimes, dress codes, can be okay because you don't have to worry so much about what to wear. But then there are other times when I think, taking away somebody's freedom to express themselves at work might cut down on productivity. I don't know. I'm asking you the question because I've never dealt with the dress code. As I said, the last dress code I had was when I was at East Jefferson. All right, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So, comment on New Orleans. Is New Orleans a friendly city or is it not a friendly city? And I've also noticed that the dancers, the adult dancers at the clubs downtown, man, if you have dollar bills, they are really friendly. Those girls are very friendly. It's just really nice to know how friendly that they are. But you better have some ones. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Man, I don't know what it would feel like to have to wear a suit and tie every day. I mean, I've never had to do that. Now, look, there are situations that I'm in where I do dress up, obviously, but I have no dress code at work. And I've seen over the years, general managers, I mean, radio's kind of a relaxed business, but general managers don't really have dress codes anymore either. They tend to be very, very casual, but sometimes they dress up because sometimes they have meetings to go to with account executives and they're going to meet with clients. So they dress up on those occasions, but the rest of the time they're very, very casual and very relaxed. I mean, I love it. I can't imagine what it would be like to, have to wear certain things. Do you think dress codes are a good thing? Oh, let me share with you the, dress code for a Starbucks. They want to create a sense of familiarity, and there have actually been some lawsuits as a result of this. The new dress codes lawsuits have been filed in Illinois and Colorado by workers backed by the Starbucks union, and there's a complaint that was filed with the California Labor and Workforce Development Agency. The CEO of Starbucks, Brian Nicole, he says this is part of back to Starbucks plan. They want to just like bring the company back to where they think the company used to be. Our stores have always been a place to do more than just get a drink. And it's a gathering place. It's a community center where conversations are sparked and friendships are formed. And everyone is greeted with a welcoming barista. Visit to Starbucks is about connection and joy. And of course, great coffee. So they have this evolving dress code that has focused on color, and they want to focus on solid black shorts or long sleeve crew neck collared or button up shirts, any shade of khaki, black or blue denim bottoms. Also, they have a new line of clothing that's branded T-shirts that are branded. Available for any of the employees, they can get two at no cost, that has like Starbucks, logos on them. Brooke Allen is a full-time student and a Starbucks worker in California. And, Brooke says that, she's had to spend more than $150 on new shoes and clothes since the new dress code kicked in. And she said that, you know, she works paycheck to paycheck like a lot of Starbucks workers. And she said it's really not fair. Some of the new requirements for a Starbucks dress code, they now prohibit wearing aprons on break periods. Also, putting stickers on your name tags, feathers and glitter, hoods, bandanas, raw hemmed tops, clothing with holes, gym or workout apparel, and clothing with patterns. Also, visible undergarments are no longer allowed. Exposed toes, elevated heels, hair color spray, glitter, or chalk, false eyelashes or eyelashes with glitter or gems, theatrical makeup. Who's wearing theatrical makeup to go to work? Facial gauge piercings, tongue rings, subdermal implants, arm and hand jewelry, choker necklaces, and then there's a few other things. So, I mean, is that going to cause me to go to Starbucks? No. I don't even know if I'm going to notice that. But, when I walk into a place like Starbucks, you know, I expect to see people with, like, tattoos and piercings, and I expect to see, like, a really relaxed crowd. I mean, don't you? You go into a place that sells coffee, I don't expect to see any strict dress codes.
Yeah, that's true. I was just thinking about some of the stuff on that list about, like, hand jewelry and bandanas and all that. Stuff I just happen to have on right
now. Yeah, you have it on right now. Bandana, a cap, jewelry, and don't tell me. I think I know the T-shirt. Is that... No, it's not what I thought. What is the T-shirt?
That's Super Mario.
Super Mario. Okay. It, for a minute, he looked like one of the characters from Paw Patrol.
I can see how he would get it. It's the same color scheme, blue and red.
Yeah,
I guess so.
That's
why I have on the watch with the red face while I'm wearing the ring with the blue. See, I want to wear red and blue today like my hat.
Wait. So you're wearing this Super Mario T-shirt, and you've got a watch and a ring to match that?
And a bandana hat. I always match my, like, whenever I have a color scheme, I make sure I have the watch, the ring, and the bandana and a hat to match the color scheme. See?
Wow, that's impressive. I'm going to have to start noticing that, but I don't notice all the little things.
Yeah, tomorrow when I wear green, I'll have a green ring.
You've already planned to wear green tomorrow?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I have to think of, hey, we don't have a dress code, so since I don't know what I'm going to wear, if we had a dress code, it'd be a lot easier. Like, I would know I have to wear this, but I have to make it up as I go along. So I wear colors now to remind myself, wait, I wear red and blue yesterday, so I have to wear green tomorrow.
Oh,
that way I don't slip up and I wear the same thing twice in a row, because I've been guilty of that.
I feel like a bum because I don't think that much about it. I mean, I think about, you know, what's going to make me feel good today, but I don't think about, like, you know, matching stuff.
Yeah, I try to do it to impress women, but the irony is when I'm late and I dress up like a bum, that's when I run into the most attractive women in the elevator.
And they're the ones that are calling you honey and baby and sweetheart. I know. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. On the subject of this, New Orleans a nice city, this text says, I drove for Uber for 7 years, mostly on weekends, and half of my fares were tourists. I constantly heard the thought that people down here are the friendliest people in the world. I never asked. They just felt the need to tell me. Here's a text that says, Scoot, now how can Hawaii have an interstate highway? What other states does it connect to? Just pull in your chain. Well, I think I was on an interstate. We're going to look this
probably
up.
Probably a highway. It's probably still on a highway.
Well, it was a highway. I mean, it was a highway, but I thought it was an interstate. Well, it looked like an interstate. I wonder if they, I mean, it might be part of the federal interstate system that is in Hawaii, and it doesn't necessarily connect states. But, I mean, you know, I love that some people listen with just they listen with such details in mind that they pick up on stuff like that. I hadn't even thought of that since I drove on a highway in Hawaii. All right, so we'll find out if Hawaii has interstates. We're going to come back with more. We've got to get to a break here. So, you know, the baby boomer generation has really, now that they're the establishment, they have really made blue jeans acceptable almost everywhere. Man, there was a time, man, you couldn't get into a lot of places wearing jeans, and now it's all acceptable. And that is thanks to the baby boomer generation. I'm Scoot. We will be back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1958, the Donna Reed Show debuted on ABC. It ran for 7 seasons. One of the stars of the Donna Reed Show was Shelley Fabre. And I tell you, one of the great things about my career is I've had a chance to meet people and talk to people and interview people that I had a crush on years ago. I mean, when I was a kid growing up and watching the Donna Reed Show, Shelley Fabre, she was a little old for me at the time, but man, she was just so cute. I mean, I kind of had a crush on her, and I had a chance to tell her to her face, man, Shelley, I used to have a crush on you. And so it's one of the cool things about my career. Yes, Hawaii has the interstate system H1, H2, H3. Sounds like a disease. At H201. All right, I'm Scoot. A lot to talk about. We'll be back on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,